One thing I'll add that I've been kind of learning recently with finding all this death data, the Sunland Park area has just a huge amount of deaths. And I mean, just like David was saying the other day, there was 8 in the month of May just in Sunland Park, and a huge amount of injuries and stuff. And so I've been looking into the Sunland Park Fire Department, and just in connection with our open letter, pretty much everything that we were asking for in our open letter is kind of already happening in Sunland Park, just sort of as a sample example of how things could be. Whenever there's a search and rescue call, it goes through the Sunland Park Fire Department, and they go out right away and go rescue the person. And they're not, and when they rescue somebody, they send them to the hospital. They don't deport, they don't call Border Patrol and deport them. They send them to the hospital, you know, if Border Patrol comes to, you know, that's their business at that point. But the fire department is responsible for it, and when they need Border Patrol's help because they don't have the resources, they call Border Patrol to get that help. But aside from that, they're just going out rescuing people on their own and not using, Border Patrol isn't the first one there, because Border Patrol, as we've seen, maybe they'll rescue you, maybe they won't, maybe they'll take 2 days to do it, maybe they'll take a week to do it, maybe they'll, you know, if they happen to be around and there's nothing good on Netflix at that point, they'll go right away. So it's really interesting to see, yeah, just the way that could be, the fact that it is possible and it's being done in Sunland Park, which isn't to say that just still a huge amount of death happening, but
Where do you hope to go as you collect this data? What is the hope, how, with your documentation? What is your goal?
the information in Arizona is extreme. We use it constantly. It's extremely important information for just figuring out month by month how like routes are changing, how we could best be allocating our resources. I mean, already we've seen, like, for one thing, the Sunland Park area, which we wouldn't have, we knew it was an area, we wouldn't have thought before that it was such an important area. Certain areas of the Boot Heel and the Columbus area, like you can kind of see where the need is greatest and sort of almost like reverse engineer what routes people might be taking. And also just see trends in whether, in how deadly a place is. Like, for example, I think last year there was 12 deaths in the Sunland Park area, and then just in the month of May this year there was 8.
Eight,
So
yeah.
seeing that information is really important. And then also, and I think this is even bigger, is just the fact that this lack of data. I mean, there's been all kinds of complaints and reports. I mean, I think even AOC was yelling at Border Patrol about it or something. Of just they're notorious. BP is notorious for obstructing any inquiries into migrant death statistics. They're notorious for just basically making up the data. And so the work that Humane Borders does in Arizona and putting out their migrant death map is huge, just in like showing the scope of the issue. I mean, even in New Mexico, the flyers that we put out were the death map of Arizona. It's just a really striking reminder of just how bad the problem is. And the fact that Border Patrol doesn't put out the data, it means that it's up to civilian groups to get that data and put it out. And so the fact that nothing exists in New Mexico allows people in New Mexico to kind of think that it's not really an issue. And so if we manage to get more of this data and publicize it and make it public, then hopefully, among all the other ways that it helps us, it can kind of create a little bit more public interest in this as an issue, because I think a lot of people are just simply unaware that it's something. I mean, unless you're living in those communities where you're seeing people come through and you're seeing the ambulances and Border Patrol and everything, you could be forgiven for just not even realizing that these deaths are happening.
I've shown so many people the migrant death map, the Arizona migrant death map, for the first time in their lives, and it's always so interesting to see the reaction on their faces and just the difference it it makes for their perception of the borderlands, and I'll show it to people whose political alignment might be completely opposite of mine, or people who are completely apolitical, people who may have been aware, but every single time people are absolutely shocked to see this data in Arizona and what Bryce is doing and Bryce and other folks are doing with the New Mexico data just helps broaden that awareness to more people, especially in Mexico. And that is so important. It's really big, mm-hmm. what's going on with this project. I'm really excited about it.